This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What'd you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off with some bad news today to get it out of the way?
Well, a person had to be rescued on Monday after falling into Oregon's Crater Lake.
Oh, that's a beautiful, beautiful place to be.
It sounds lovely, yeah. I mean, they call it Crater Lake. It's a dormant volcano.
Yeah.
And the man fell 800 feet down into the Rims Village, according to the U.S. Coast Guard.
800?
800
That's
feet.
80 stories. That's a skyscraper in New York.
Yes. Rescue teams. Yeah. Yeah, he fell.
Whoops.
Was it like one of those things from The Princess Bride?
As you wish.
He just kept went on bouncing like off everything as he went
along.
40
more minutes because 800 feet is a long-ass way.
Rescue crews descended about 600 feet into the crater, and then they could hear,
"Help! Help, help me! Help me! Help! I'm injured! I'm injured very badly!"
The man, who has not been identified, was hoisted and transferred to a hospital in Bend, Oregon. His condition and the extent of his injuries not immediately available, but an unconfirmed source said he's going to be okay.
That is unbelievable.
Yes, it is. The crater's depth is 1,943 feet, so somehow it could have been worse.
Could have been worse.
It does make it the deepest lake in the United States and the ninth deepest in the world, according to the National Park Service.
What if he tried to do like a cannonball and just misjudged it? You know, like when you're jumping off the roof of a house into a pool and you kind of either don't realize how far out it is or, you know, how far down it is.
Or he was trying to dive in and then accidentally belly flopped and just sort of curled his belly up.
This is actually, I don't know if this is that bad of news. If you could fall down an 800-foot cliff and live.
Reportedly is alive, but I imagine it's still really bad news.
I'm thinking full body cast.
Yeah.
You know, probably round-the-clock service.
It sounds like, somebody's got to take care of me 24 hours a day.
Has to get one of those contour remotes to adjust the temperature in his house.
Mm-hmm.
So some good news today as well. A 7-year-old girl has raised $18,000 to buy stuffed animals for sick kids.
$18,000?
$18,000. Wow. A 7-year-old girl in Cleveland whose name is Alex Walker. She has epilepsy. She's been in and out of hospitals her whole life. A few years ago, she noticed some of the other sick kids she met didn't have stuffed animals. And she wanted to give them some of her toys, but could not because germs.
Yeah.
They're only allowed to have new toys and not used ones. So when she was 4 years old, Alex took all the money out of her pinky bag, $65, and bought 13 teddy bears. $65? I didn't have $65 when I was 4 years old.
I didn't have $65 when I was 24 years old.
I don't have $65 now. Since then, she has bought another 400-plus toys by collecting donations and selling tomato plants that she grows by herself.
Oh.
Every month, her and her mom deliver the stuffed animals to the kids at the Cleveland Clinic. And now they're going to get a lot more to hand out. GoFundMe just dubbed her their kid hero. It's a thing where they highlight one kid a month for doing great things. And they just named her the kid hero for June. So donations have been flooding in. And over $18,000 is where the mark was at the time of the reporting. If you want to search it out, it's Alex's Fluffy Buddies for Kids on GoFundMe.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's such a nice story. You know, I love kids. Nice. You know, it's amazing how we grow up to be awful, awful, devoid of emotion and compassion and all this. Like, we should be, like, you know, there's something so pure and innocent about kids who just want to help other people, you know?
Yeah. You're devoid of all passion and
everything.
I'll get
no empathy at all?
Nah, I mean, very low. Very low.
Unless
it's happening to me. Then I empathize with myself.
Don't get him a new teddy bear. Get him a germy one. That's what he deserves.
Old and stinky. Matted. Just like you, Mahoney.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Yeah, we got to get you a bath, buddy. You want to have a bath? You want a bath, buddy?
Come on. Sponge bath. After falling down a 700-foot crater? Yes.
800-foot.
Sign me up.
800-foot. And you want to make that the good news today.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
leave a message after the tone.
Good morning, guys. First things first, Mahoney, congratulations to you and your wife on the marriage. But I'm going to tell you something that Bossy Rossi told you when he hired you back. Don't screw this up because this is the best it's ever going to get for you. All right? But I do have a question for you, Mahoney. You're at home one day, lazy Sunday. How do you build the perfect sandwich? What goes on the sandwich for you?
Message deleted.
First off, thank you. You know, I got married over the weekend.
All right.
I'll try not to screw it up. Appreciate that. You know, been 8 years doing what I can.
Yeah, I would say you're probably not going to surprise her with anything at this
she's
point.
Seen, no, not at this point.
She's seen some stuff. You
she's
know,
seen the naked
I've
truth. I've slowly,
you know, I pulled the cooking a frog in a pot. Yeah, you just slowly
turn up the heat. And then eventually you're served.
You don't even know. And next thing you know, those frog legs are moving when they shouldn't be.
Uh-oh.
I'll have
you ever see that? You ever see frog legs that, like, when you throw them on a skillet, that start, like, jumping?
No.
Really?
Really? Have you?
No.
Really?
I can't say I have frog legs very often.
I used to love them as a kid. The perfect sandwich on a Sunday afternoon for me, how do I make that? I don't. Somebody else does.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah, you sitting around on your couch, hitting a button on your phone, and somebody showing up with the perfect sandwich is a big part of it being the perfect sandwich.
Yes. Yeah, it's like, hey, Postmates, I've gotten to the point where I won't even go through the app and find new stuff. I only reorder stuff that I've ordered because I don't want to have to put in all the new information.
Is there anything more infuriating than when you decided on the Postmates and you go through the process of ordering and you order it, because this happened to me the other day, and then you realize that for whatever reason, the one thing you really wanted didn't get added to your cart.
Oh, no.
I got Uber Eats the other day, and I was like, you know what really sounds good? I was being all gluttonous. I'm like, some chicken wings.
Yeah.
And I went through the...
Treat yourself.
The wife likes them extra crispy, and so I'm like, we'll get them extra crispy. Hell yeah.
I'll treat good you,
man.
Baby.
Yeah. Good man.
And then we got a couple of other sides to go along with it, and I remember getting the bag from the Uber Eats lady, and I'm like, this seems a little light, whatever. Just head inside and open it up. I'm like... Like, they forgot our wings. They didn't put it. She's like, you ordered them, right? I'm like, of course I ordered them. And then I opened the app and I'm like, uh-oh.
You forgot the wings?
No, I put them in there. For whatever reason, I guess I hit back.
You damn what? Amateur.
Come on.
I hit back.
You amateur.
We hyped you up.
You're a disgrace. So did you order them again?
No.
Oh, no.
No.
I would have. Yeah, I would have doubled down on it. I would have ordered twice as many.
So you getting divorced now?
Yeah, it's over. Yeah. Do you guys have somewhere I can sleep?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys, quick question. Is it okay to tell a kid to shut up if they're being loud in a movie theater, like during the movie? Like, especially like if they're not your kid. I mean, I think it's okay to call out an adult if they're being loud. But my question is, should you call out a kid? Like, should you tell the parent of the kid to tell the kid to shut up? Like, how does that work?
Message deleted.
All depends on the age. Yep. All depends on the movie. Yep. If you're at a kid movie, it's, you know, like, for example, went to Secret Life of Pets this past weekend. And
that's a no.
Yeah, I mean, kids are in there.
You could stare at the parent.
Yeah, the kids are in there, but the kids are going to be loud. Like, if there's a bunch of 2, 3, 4, 5-year-olds in there, it's a movie. They're not going to be great at watching movies. But if it's a child, let's say it's like an 8 or 9-year-old, right? They should know better by that age. But you don't tell a kid to shut up.
Yeah.
You ask them nicely, like, hey, could you please be quiet?
Or do you want to see your dad get his ass whooped?
Yeah.
Do you want to watch your dad get his ass kicked? Do you want to be scarred for life and never respect that man ever again? Because I will ruin his life.
Put your shirt back on, bro.
Yeah.
Damn.
Sir, this is
I'm trying to watch.
Sir, this is a Wendy's.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, I got a confession to make. So last weekend I was really, really bored. So I searched Facebook for other people with my name, and I looked at their profiles pretending each one was me in a different life. There was like 6 guys. But more than that, I thought about which decisions that I could have made differently in my real life that would have given me the lives that they have.
Message deleted.
How much weed were you on?
Yeah.
Like, how did you smoke yourself stupid?
Have you guys ever searched your own name? Because I'd never done it before until just now. And there are 3 other Dave Farahs, one of which is a fake profile of me.
What?
Somebody created a fake profile, and I hadn't even thought about it in years. I saw it years ago initially, and I reported it to Facebook, and they never took it down.
Is it the one with you and the dog?
It's a picture of me and a dog, and it only has like 26 friends, and they're all garbage. But yeah, somebody created a fake profile. I don't know why. And then there's another dude that lives in Sealy Lake, Montana.
Okay.
And I think we're friends. We are. I don't know how we became friends.
That looks like a fake profile, too, though.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
I feel like that's probably where he got that photo of you holding the dog. So you have a pretty unique name. You're pretty unique. Yeah. Not your first name, obviously, but your last name.
Yeah, Farrah's not a very common.
Mahoney is a pretty common last name. So, like, even if you search me, I'm like, I don't even come up on the first page.
No, really?
Yeah, yeah. Man.
Like, oh, man, how great to be that anonymous.
Here's the thing. I want to name my kid something that is so generic that anybody who's trying to do a deep dive on them online, they're not finding them. Or they have to put in a ton of work to try to find where they are.
Yeah, because I mean, if you're the only person with that name and you do anything wrong, it's following you around forever. If your name is Matt Brown, like we have a friend whose name is Matt Brown.
Actually, we have two friends named Matt Brown.
They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. Oh, that wasn't me. That was a different Matt Brown.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at this other Dave Farrah that's in the other city, and it's creepy, man. What? Only one person has my heart. I only want future with one person. Like
what?
this is their like profile picture. It's a quote. Only one person has my heart, comma. I only want future with one person, comma. Like if you're going to have a quote as your profile picture, make sure that it's grammatically correct.
I want future.
I'm only committed to one person, and that one person will remain being that one person.
What?
Jesus, you moron.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
That's the worst. Like,
you're ruining the Dave Farrah. You're ruining it.
You've ruined the brand.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So here you go. Amazon has overtaken Google and Apple as the world's biggest brand. Amazon overtook the otherwise two previous front runners to become the most valuable brand after its value jumped 52% since last year.
Wow.
To reach $315 billion. The online retail giant has moved ahead of its rivals since it expanded into areas like entertainment, smart speakers. Global market research said the 2019 100 Top Brands report puts Amazon at the top of them all. Apple came in second place, not far behind, $309.5 billion. Google moving from first place to third place in 2019 with a value of just $309 billion behind the $309.5 for Apple.
So, and if you're wondering why that number is what it is, because remember last year around August, Apple was the first company in the world to reach $1 trillion.
Yeah.
But Apple has since lost more than $450 million in, you know, market cap since the beginning of the year. So it's, you know, pretty interesting to see like how the fluctuations work with that. But like, how could you lose $500 billion in worth in 8 months?
Yeah.
Like you gotta be like, I feel like even if you were setting close to like $100,000 on fire every hour,
you couldn't lose that much money.
Even come close to that. Like literally just setting it on fire.
So Amazon has managed to increase investment in several businesses. Tell me if you've heard of any of these. There's the self-driving car startup called Aurora, mm-hmm. an electric truck company.
Nope.
Rivian.
I have heard of them. They are looking very interesting. You know, Tesla just recently put out the renderings of what their new pickup truck is going to look like.
Yep.
It looks pretty cool.
But that
Rivian company,
isn't that more for like freighters? Isn't that more 18-wheelers like for transporting goods?
I don't know if that's where their main one is, but I saw they have an off-road vehicle that looks awesome. If you've seen kind of like specs on the new Ford Bronco that's getting ready to come out, it looks like an awesome stylized version of that, and it's only from my understanding, it's going to be priced affordably, where you know you don't have to be super rich to afford something along like that.
Last year, Amazon purchased an online pharmacy called PillPack for $753 million.
Wow, never even heard of it.
Yeah, if Amazon is getting into the pharmacy business and they can offer people more affordable drugs, that's, I think, quite a good thing.
I'm all for it.
I'm all for any way that people who need to get their drugs to keep them healthy and or alive can get them at a more affordable cost. You'd be surprised at like how how well Walmart does in that world as well.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason why all Walmarts and most grocery stores have opened pharmacies in the last few years.
CVS is
so profitable.
Is another one that's really focusing down on health, and they're trying to reinvent their stores to be more health focused. And it's one of the biggest growing sectors in the United States right now.
Last month, they also led a $575 million funding round into a food delivery company called Deliveroo.
So I feel like they just closed that down, though.
They just closed it down?
I read a story the other day.
Last month, they just dumped $575 million into it. I hope
not.
Or maybe
I read the story wrong because I was like, Amazon has a food delivery service. But I remember just a couple days ago, I was like, really? Huh. Then I saw something about them. Maybe they're just changing the ownership or changing the name of it or something like that.
So speaking of tech companies that are doing quite well, Uber is trying to take things to the sky.
Never.
They gave a first look inside its new flying taxis.
No.
What do you mean never?
Never.
I for sure do this.
No. Half the people I Uber with can't drive anyway, and I'm drunk, and I'm, and I'm like, hey, man, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine getting one of these hammered? Oh, that would be terrible.
Would it?
Yes.
Awesome.
I think so.
Then you barf, you open up the door from, you know, and you're 800 feet up and you fall out of the stupid sky Uber.
Put on Hootie and the Blowfish.
The first rides in Uber Air taxis are going to launch in Dallas, Texas, as well as L.A. before rolling out in additional areas in the future. For the most part, the inside of an Uber Air is going to look pretty similar to a traditional helicopter. So if I had to describe it to you, if you haven't seen it yet, it looks like one of those... Have you seen one of those small planes that you can fly, like the single-person planes that have the wings on either side, but it almost looks like the body of a helicopter? It kind of looks like that. So it has propellers on the wings, but it looks like it's got about four seats in it. So it's got the body of a helicopter, but it has wings that come off either side of it. And they're saying that, you know, it's going to potentially change the way that people get around busy cities like L.A. where the traffic is just horrendous.
Nah, man, I am good on this. You know, I'm all about.
You'll get in an airplane, but you won't get in. In a helicopter? Would you get in a helicopter?
No, not very rarely will I ever get in a helicopter. Right. I've been in a helicopter maybe twice in my life.
What, yeah, really.
And the one time I was in it, there was a bunch of drunk Russians, and they almost took the helicopter down. They started singing Darude, you know, like I'm blue. You know that song I'm talking about?
I'm blue. I'll be
the guy. Yeah, and they're like, they're drunk as hell. And
you're like, just crash it, man. This is it.
And I don't want to say that the woman was a working girl who was up front.
How did you get in a helicopter with a bunch of drunk Russians and a whore?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Don't ask what I do on the weekends, man.
Mahoney's over in Serbia as a freedom fighter. Like, what is happening here?
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It was uncanny how well they synchronized Darude's, or it was not Darude, Darude's,
Eiffel 65.
Yeah.
Wait, who is it that sings the?
Eiffel 65.
Eiffel 65.
Not Darude is singing Sandstorm.
Yeah.
Which is the.
Even more impressive than that, they sank down.
That would have been.
Yeah. Eiffel 65. Big in Russia.
Yeah.
It's the Movie Quote Quiz. Hoo-ah! With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Eric is joining us here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Eric? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning. How you doing, bro?
Good. Are you a movie buff?
Yes.
What's your favorite movie, just so we have a kind of point of reference?
Well, I was just talking to your guy over there. Matrix is a classic.
Matrix. Okay. All right.
Yeah. From 1999, 20 years old at this point.
Wow.
Doesn't hold up as the graphics.
Graphics have changed quite a bit in 20 years. Yeah.
My wife had never seen it, and I tried to like make her watch. Like she got 5 minutes and fell asleep.
Dang it.
Oh.
All right, Eric. So we got a total of 5 quotes for you. If you get 3 or more correct out of these 5, you're going to be our winner today. I'll play each quote for you. And if you need to hear it a second time, no problem. But after I do it the second time, you only have 5 seconds to figure it out. If you get one right today, it's the Screaming Eagle of Success. If you get it incorrect, it's the Disapproving Pony. Are you ready for quote number 1?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, here we go.
Hello, Charlie.
Dr. Brenner.
Hello, Raymond. Did you feel a little more relaxed in your favorite Kmart clothes?
Tell him, Ray.
Kmart sucks.
I see. You made a joke, Ray.
Yeah.
Could you replay that again for me?
Yep, here we go.
Hello, Charlie.
Dr. Brenner.
Hello, Raymond. Did you feel a little more relaxed in your favorite Kmart clothes?
Tell him, Ray.
Kmart sucks.
That one. I see. No idea.
You made a joke, Ray.
Yeah.
You say you had no idea?
Yeah.
No?
Well, okay. That was Rain Man.
Oh, okay.
No worries.
Tom Cruise in the news this week for called out by Justin Bieber.
All right, here we go.
On to number two. And his weird center tooth.
Yeah, it's just now I can't unsee that.
Say, man, you got a joint? No,
not on you, man.
Hey, Eric, let the quote play out, okay?
Sorry.
That's okay.
Say, man, you got a joint?
No, not on me, man.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
I think you got it right. I sort of heard you in the background. What'd you say?
Dazed and Confused.
There you go. On the board with one. Well done. Okay, on to number three.
I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it. Not to mention the fact that you're talking to a dead guy. Now, what do you think?
Ooh.
Oh, could you play it again, please?
Yep, here we go.
I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it. Not to mention the fact that you're talking to a dead guy. Now, what do you think?
I'm going to have to skip that one.
All right. That was Beetlejuice.
Okay.
All right, here we go. On to number four. You got two incorrect, so you must get these next two right. Good luck.
Yep.
Snozzberries. Who ever heard of a snozzberry?
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
There you go.
I like that there is finally a website out there that has called out Grandpa Joe for the villain and unlikable character that he is.
You are going to lay in bed for years, letting your family suffer in poverty, and then the second somebody gets a gold ticket to a chocolate factory,
oh, you're an acrobat
you
now?
Hop up and start dancing around the room.
I wish bad things upon you, Grandpa Joe.
Did he die?
Yeah, I mean, he was like old as hell back in the 70s, man, yeah, like when that movie, when he came out. Unless it's one of those weird things like Doc Brown from Back to the Future, where Christopher Lloyd has been old since we were kids.
Or Wilford Brimley, who was like 36 when he did Cocoon, and you're like, how is that possible? All right, Eric, two correct, two incorrect, fifth and final one. It all comes down to this. If you get this right, you win, okay?
All right.
Why do you think he removes their skins? Agent Starling, thrill me with your acumen.
It excites him. Most serial killers keep some sort of trophies from their victims.
I didn't.
No. No, you ate yours.
Oh, it's that one. Oh, my God. It's the one with that serial killer, and he takes a face off of people. Oh, my God.
Face?
Oh. It's,
5 seconds.
God, I totally had a brain fart. I can't remember the name of it. I know what it is.
I'm going to play it for you one more time. Listen to the actor's voice, okay?
Yeah, right. I know the movie. I just can't think of it.
Silence. Here we go.
Why do you think he removes their skins? Agent Starling, throw me with your
acumen. Shut up, Eric!
It excites him. Most serial killers keep some sort of trophy for the victims.
I didn't.
You don't win now.
No, you ate yours.
No, he gets to make his guess.
God,
go ahead.
I hate you so much. You are the worst.
Stop it.
You are the worst.
What is it?
Don't ever call in again.
Stop that, Mahoney. Stop it. Be nice. Eric, what's your guess?
Silence of the Lambs.
You did it. Yeah.
You are the worst.
You are the best around, Eric.
Were you
hit
in the head? Recently,
he's the Grandpa Joe of the movie Coke.
Oh, that's
talks over that's all the
going
clips.
Way too
you
far.
You cuss. God, I hate you.
Stop it.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So the excessive heat warning is going on here in Las Vegas right now, and that means that a lot of shelters have reopened, cooling stations. Do you remember when just a few days ago everyone was like,
it's so cold. It's chilly.
Oh, my God.
I'm ready for summertime. Oh. Wish you would hurry up and get here.
Now you're burning your hands on your steering wheel.
Yeah, now you sit in your car and you get a third-degree burn from that little metal piece of your seatbelt.
Ooh. Had no idea about that little fat part.
That's supposed to be your trap or whatever.
They need to make those like, you know, like how they have office burn chairs so that easy. Have those like mesh linings for the seats.
It's like the new
ballpark.
Yeah, the Aviator Stadium.
They need to make those for like desert cars because like leather is nice and all, but you sit on it and your ass it goes through some sort of chemical process and your ass is just literally bonded straight to your seat.
I do like how they very rarely give people a hard time for tinted windows here in Las Vegas.
But if you drive to Southern California, they you'll get popped.
Sure. But you're like, I live in the desert, man.
And they're like, don't matter. Here's a $400 ticket.
Like I'm never coming now back to your state.
And you can't mail it in. It's one of those ones where you have to show up. For
you're
court.
Like, screw you.
Oh, you're the
not
worst.
Showing up for your dumb court hearing.
Like, hey, politicians, run on that. Like, I get that. Like, you thought that tent was bad back in the day, but let's just roll that one back because it does get up to 120 degrees sometimes here.
So the 99-cent shrimp cocktail is returning to downtown Las Vegas, 7th and Carson. They're saying that they're going to have the 99-cent Golden Gate Original Shrimp Cocktail. It's been resurrected every day in June. Okay. Come in between 5 and 6 p.m. and try Las Vegas' Original Shrimp Cocktail for just 99 cents, just like it was back then.
Did you ever get a 99-cent cocktail downtown?
No, I don't trust a 99-cent shrimp cocktail, if we're being real. I mean, don't get me wrong.
That's a loss leader, Dave.
I don't want to pay the $21 or whatever it is at like a nice steakhouse for a shrimp cocktail because you're like, that's like the price of an entree anywhere else, and it's three shrimp.
Four.
But somewhere in between.
You got a north, a south, and an east, and a west shrimp.
Somewhere in between that and the 99 cents is where I'm more comfortable.
Like maybe like a $3.99? Like a dollar a shrimp? Is that like
There can be no expectation of quality for multiple shrimp for 99 cents. If the shrimp you're eating costs a nickel and you get sick from it, that's kind of on you, man. That's it.
I do like the $12.99 steak and lobster downtown though that I get sometimes.
Where is that? That's like right off of. It's right across from Binion's, right?
Yeah,
Tony
Roma's. I think it's inside Binion's. Yeah, actually, that not bad. But I would. I'm like Dave. I would never try a 99-cent shrimp cocktail.
Have they updated Binion's yet?
Hell no.
Man, that place.
Hell no.
It's like you walk in there and you're like, man, it has smelled like pee in here for 20 years. It
doesn't smell that bad. It's more pretty bad. It's more smoke than pee.
There's a lot of pee. I don't know. And if you can reach up and touch the ceiling, it just doesn't have a glamorous feel to it.
Downtown, man.
If you can reach up and touch the ceiling and it's one of those little push-through things, you know, with like the metal grate that goes around it, you know, the ceiling tiles.
Did you ever, so, you know, we weren't super rich growing up and we had some
very
of those
poor growing up.
In our basement.
Yeah.
Like, and we had bugs. And I remember one summer we had a bug infestation. And I remember like touching up on one of those, pushing up, and then a bunch of bugs raining down on me. It was the worst experience.
Bugs raining down all the dust that's up there. God. Just a bunch of asbestos.
In the 70s or the 50s, whatever those were like chic. Who thought those were a good idea?
Right. Like, what are you trapping up there?
Yeah.
So a crash yesterday caused a bunch of people in the Northwest Valley to lose power just before 4 a.m. Over 2,500 customers lost power just before 4 a.m. And yesterday was a really hot day, so that sucks.
Yeah,
Energy reported the power outage was centered at a power substation off West Cheyenne and North Grand Canyon. Traffic and streetlights and even fast traffic cameras were out for nearly an hour before most customers' power was restored just before 5 a.m. But I imagine that if you didn't have the air cranked up before the power went out, even though it was only out for about an hour, that would kind of ruin your night's sleep, right?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Like when it's too hot, like
if you use like a traditional alarm clock, do you remember that? When the power would go off and then it would reset your alarm and you'd wake up and you'd just see the flashing red numbers.
Where
you're like,
I mean,
my God.
So what year is it?
What time is it? Where am I?
You can still experience maybe a lesser version of that if your phone isn't fully charged and it you know, runs itself out.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's much more unlikely to happen. Well, you didn't have battery powered, like if the
battery powered alarm clock.
Like you would.
Man, I just told you I was poor growing up. Yeah, I don't have batteries.
One AA battery.
Got Duracell money.
No, those were being used.
Duracell. No, now you're talking fancy.
Well, that's
here.
The fancy one now.
No, just like some weird Japanese name. You're like can't even pronounce it. The battery lasts for an hour.
Like you lick it, it doesn't even shock your tongue.
Yeah, it's a 9-volt. You can't even feel anything. And finally, O.J. Simpson said life is fine in Las Vegas after prison. So it's the anniversary, right?
Yes, today is the day. Rest in peace.
Just to remind everybody that Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman were murdered.
Murdered 25 years ago today.
Yeah.
And so O.J. Simpson
but
coming out.
But your selfie's cool. Yeah, your selfie's cool with him.
Rolling out this article about how it's so wonderful living in Las Vegas.
Yeah, we love Las Vegas. Yeah. Las Vegas is a phenomenal city. You know what we don't want here? Murderers. That's what we don't want.
No, listen, Mahoney. OJ said we don't need to go back and relive the worst days of our lives. Do you know what's interesting is that you still have days of your lives because you weren't murdered.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he got out of prison here in Nevada, and many expected him to go back to Florida, which I wish he would have. But he said friends in Las Vegas persuaded him to stay.
No, wouldn't grant him the ability to come there because it would violate because the conditions of his parole or whatever it was.
He said, the city of Las Vegas has been good to me. Everyone I meet seems to be apologizing for what happened to me.
Oh, what happened to you?
That's terrible.
Because you're framed.
You're the victim.
Okay.
Got it.
What about that book? What if I did it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All the specials you did? Oh, just the...
You're a murderous son of a bitch. We are not on that list. If I ever see you, I'm going to spit in your drink. Because he could probably still kick my ass. He's a pretty big guy.
Nah, whatever.
It's fine. Just spit in it.
Have a heart attack.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So there's something special about being in a relationship when things are going south. And maybe it's not always that they're going south. It's just, there's peaks and valleys in every relationship. When you can keep it contained inside of your own house, things are okay, right? Because then nobody else is up in your business. If you happen to have a bit of a spat or a tiff, if you will, over at a friend's house, it's bad.
That's real bad.
If it happens at work or at some sort of function where there's a bunch of coworkers that you're friendly with, but you're not really friends, then it gets really bad.
Your work friends?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We're friends because we're all stuck under the same place together. But soon as one of us leaves, we'll never talk to each other again.
Ian, have you ever had an encounter with a significant other at a job where you were like, this is bad?
I have had one major incident. It was with one of my ex-girlfriends. This is actually in high school. I believe I was a junior or senior. I was delivering pizzas, and I had broken up with my girlfriend. She was very upset over it, and I immediately jumped into another relationship because I don't like being alone. So, got with this other chick. Next thing I know, I come out back at the pizza shop. Allison, my ex, stole my new girlfriend's sweater, brought it to the pizza place, lit it on fire,
Whoa!
And then left. Lit it on fire.
Wow.
What is the matter with her? How did that end out?
I stomped it out. My boss was wondering what the hell's going on. I lied and said some homeless person was just messing around back there. But they wound up getting into a fight a couple of days later at school, both getting suspended. It was a tough, it was a rough time, man. It was a... So I broke up with both of them, and then I got another girlfriend.
Francis said, when I was 20, I worked for a chocolate factory with my buddy. We carpooled one day, and he asked me if I gave my coworker a ride home. I figured it was cool. This coworker got in the car with a ton of stolen peanut brittle.
Oh.
We were both fired the next day on Christmas Eve.
Well, you're the getaway driver, man. Like, if you rob a bank, and just because you didn't go into the bank and you drive away, I mean, that's sweet-ass peanut brittle. Delicious.
Peanut brittle, come on.
Act like you didn't eat any of that peanut brittle. Yeah, if I see somebody get in with 30 pounds of stolen peanut brittle cargo, you better believe I'm getting some of that booty.
I believe this guy that he didn't eat it.
Really?
Yeah, if you work in a chocolate factory, you get so tired of whatever you're around because you're just around it constantly.
David said, my girlfriend left a message on my landlord's phone that got me kicked out of the room that I was renting. She asked if she could get some pot.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, man. So having a significant other that loses their cool in public settings is probably the worst thing ever, right?
So without a doubt. Like,
it's so embarrassing. And there's no way to explain it down. And then you're always that guy to the casual people that has the crazy significant other.
Yep.
You're always that guy for life.
I just could not deal. If you want to blow stuff up in public, we're done.
Yep.
Like I think that's like almost a, you get one shot maybe on something like that. If you're going to try to blow it up in front of everybody we know.
This one just got texted to us at 73100. My friend had a psycho ex who would show up at her job and started sending her flowers when they were already broken up. And then when he found out she'd gotten married, he would start showing up drunk, and they actually had to move her to a different location just so he would stop showing up because it was affecting her. And he would show up every single day. Until this day, he still tries to harass her and bug her. And now he's gone so crazy, he's going to marry the girl that he just met. So there's some dude out there who is just totally off the rails.
He needs to be arrested.
So just pro tip to anybody who's listening who may need to hear this. If you are thinking about, because you're mad at the person you're dating, if you're thinking about showing up to their work to put them in a jam, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Know that you have problems and that you are a crazy person. Seek help. You need it.
Crazy or hard in the right place here. Misty said, I got myself fired for beating up a girl in the parking lot 15 minutes before my work shift. My brother's ex-girlfriend wouldn't keep her mouth shut, so I had to do what any good big sister would do.
I mean, she wasn't clocked in,
right?
But you just got clocked out.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So we're talking about whether or not you've ever had a significant other that's blown up your spot at work. Or maybe you are that person. And I have a bit of a confession. I don't know if this qualifies. You guys tell me if this makes me the crazy one. But I was dating this girl, and she, you know, a bit of a hussy.
Okay.
And I knew that she...
Let her live her life, Dave.
I knew that she was cheating on me.
Oh, okay. You were in a relationship.
I was in a relationship.
You were in an open relationship. You just didn't know?
Yeah, I was not privy to that fact. Was not down with it either.
Uh-huh.
Head over heels for this girl. But, you know, she was a young lady that was just discovering herself and her body and wanted to share it with everyone.
Going on that going on a magical journey.
Oh, here's my body. You want it?
Come on.
Take your turn. Well, I found out that she was cheating on me with this guy who was the night manager at a Hampton Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And I suspected that she had gone to see him at work, and I pulled up into the parking lot of that Hampton Inn, and I saw her black Pontiac Sunfire parked right near the front door, and I got out of my car, and I walked up, and sure enough, he was in the car with her.
No.
And so, pound on the side window. I'm like, hey, man, get out of the car. Get out of the car. And I remember he got out in his crappy tie. You know, like those ties that
like the clip-ons.
It wasn't a clip-on. It was a tie, but it was one of those ties that he clearly just got from his dad or something.
Because
he's probably, I don't know, 18, 19 years old himself. You know, he's the night manager, so he takes himself seriously.
He was trying, Dave.
He has no idea how to dress.
I'm a career man now.
And that's exactly what he was trying to say. He's like, we are not going to fight here. Not at my work. Not here. Anywhere but here. I'm not going to fight you here.
Not in the sanctity that is the Hampton Inn parking lot.
And so I didn't fight him.
Oh, come on, Dave.
He was bigger than me.
You weren't going to fight him anyways.
No. But I gave him a really dirty look and told him to F off and left.
Yeah,
but does that make me the crazy?
Because you didn't go to his work.
Yeah.
Because
I still have no problem blowing up his spot at his work.
Yeah.
I should have followed him into the lobby and fought him in there.
So that's fine, though?
Ring the bell. Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. Ding, ding.
I feel like that's slightly more acceptable. If he's knowingly cheating on, you know, he's knowingly cheating with her.
Did he know?
Yeah. Oh, for sure he knew.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I feel like you're playing with fire.
He was the older brother of one of my friends.
Oh.
Like one of our mutual friends that we hung out with.
Really?
He's the older brother.
Yeah. Did it ruin your relationship with that younger friend?
I think so, yeah.
Whatever.
I just kind of wanted to burn the whole thing down at that point.
He's probably a regional sales manager for Hampton Inn Express now. You know, you're going to be staying at a Hampton Inn in Milwaukee one day.
John, what are you doing here, you son of a bitch?
He's going to put you in the worst room.
Yeah, I don't even smoke, but I just smoked in that room.
So I worked at a restaurant, and most of us who've worked at a restaurant know that there's a lot of, there's a lot of hooking up going on. A lot of people are dating because, you know, you work weird hours. It's one of those things. It's hard to date somebody with a 9-to-5 if you're working in a restaurant setting where you're getting off at like 2 or 3 a.m. and you're sleeping until, you know, 3 p.m. or whatever it may be. But there was a couple that got hired together, Marty and Jen. And Marty was kind of a dweeb, and Jen was super hot.
Hell yeah.
But they would fight all the time in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it was uncomfortable, but everybody was like, whatever. So they broke up. And 3 days later, this guy named Silas swooped in.
Silas, you dog.
What?
Swooped in on Jen.
Oh, no.
Next thing you know, Jen was Silas's girlfriend.
Oh, no!
So there was this three-way,
and
like,
poor Marty's just walking around like, what have I done wrong?
I miss her so much.
Marty,
I miss our fights even.
Greenville.
It came to a head. It came to a head because Marty was the daytime bartender. And so Silas also worked the same shift as him. And Marty stopped making his drinks. Or they would come out real slow. So they ended up getting into a fight in the parking lot. Afterwards, all three of them got fired. It was
That's awesome.
It was glorious.
Somebody just texted over to 73100 that I am in fact crazy for doing that.
Yeah, I agree.
Lesser. To a lesser
crazy,
extent.
But you're right, lesser.
So this one I've been fired.
You would never do that now, though.
No,
that was teenage hormones.
Never. Yeah. Well, no, wait. If my wife was hustling it up with some dude, I would
totally
definitely go to his work, only bring a baseball bat this time.
Man.
Smash out the windows of that Pontiac
really
Sunfire.
Really just steal his identity and ruin his credit. That's way worse.
You're right.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
There's something to be said about having at least one crazy ex in your life because it gives you an appreciation
perspective
for the not crazy person that you're with now, right? Well, Tracy, our engineer, just came into the studio with quite the barn burner of a story. What happened?
Girl I dated in high school, 7-8 years out.
So you guys had, you were 7-8 years past high school at this point?
Mm-hmm. And broken up for that long as well?
Had never seen each other for that.
In 7 or 8 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
My grandmother's wake, yelling and screaming. I ruined her life. She was going to kill herself.
So how did she get invited to your grandma's wake?
Did you see it in the paper?
I grew up in a town of 2,200 people.
Okay. So, yeah, everyone showed up to every wedding and funeral?
Yes.
Wow. Man, you must have been a stallion in bed.
Well, there is that.
She didn't get over it for a decade.
How? Like, what? Like, okay, so all this is unfolding, you know, I mean, obviously a very somber moment for your entire family and you at your grandmother's wake, but how did you handle that situation unfolding?
Well, there was a certain amount of handling and trying to move the situation away and everything. But on the other hand, I grew up in a town of 2,200 people.
Yeah.
Everybody knew this young lady. So.
So no one was really surprised by what was going on?
Well, I wouldn't say that. The depth of that was pretty surprising. But everyone could understand.
This one got texted over to us. I've been fired from 2 jobs because of the actions of my exes. The first one, driving like a maniac through the parking lot with his stereo so loud he couldn't hear the cops that were coming to give him a citation.
Hell yeah.
The second was a meth head who was stealing my money and my boss wouldn't bring me back after being laid off until I lost him. Damn.
That's a tough one.
This one, I'm not sure if this makes me crazy, but I had a girlfriend back in high school who cheated on me. At first, I was devastated. Now, after years of moving on and being married, I check in from on her from time to time just to see how she's doing. Found out she's still at the same restaurant. And so I took my wife there on our anniversary and celebrated loudly just to rub it in.
No. That, I mean, it doesn't make you crazy for doing that. I mean, there's nothing that drives me more than spite and pettiness. But you can't go to a restaurant where they're working at and they know you and you're trying to rub it in. That's how you get a foot sandwich.
Well, and that's enemy territory, right? Yeah. Like they have the high ground.
They have the high ground.
Yeah,
you can't
do that.
You have mistook your advantage, my friend.
Treasure said, I was a teacher. He was a lawyer. I was 25. He was 28. And we were so damn happy together. We just stayed home. And we called in so much that he had fined $5,000 for skipping court.
Oh.
And I missed so much school, I had to resign. That better have been the best relations of your life.
I mean, I think you all go through those moments,
but
right?
But 25 and 28, I mean,
it's a little old for that,
you know?
Maybe they were late bloomers.
Maybe. And final one here, and this again, another humdinger. I showed up at my ex-husband's work. He was a car salesman with our children to show his work affair lady and him that I knew what was going on, and I just stood there for about an hour just staring. It was great.
Wow.
I mean, an hour? Like 15 minutes is, I think, we get the message.
Pre-cell phones?
Yeah.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you're out hunting in the woods
and you came across Bigfoot, presuming Bigfoot's real, would you shoot it and kill it if doing so would absolutely make you rich and famous? You'd never have to worry about money again, but you'd have to kill maybe the last remaining Bigfoot, the last remaining of a species. All right, see ya.
Message deleted.
Being rich and famous for killing Bigfoot sounds terrible. If it would just make you rich and you could still be anonymous, but if you're the rich a-hole who killed Bigfoot, everyone's going to hate you. So in that circumstance, probably not.
Are we talking about the monster truck? Because yes. I would 100%
shoot that bitch dead.
I would put that Bigfoot out of its misery.
Put two into the hood, baby.
Bigfoot doesn't hurt nobody. You know? I'm not mad at Bigfoot.
How do you know? How do you know that Bigfoot isn't a rampant murderer?
I feel like we would find a whole bunch of bodies randomly bludgeoned with beef jerky screwing around them.
Why is all this Jack Winks around here? What is going on? Now, what if he's just really good at covering it up and making it look like a bear attack?
I don't know, man. Did you never see Harry and the Hendersons? That's the realest Bigfoot in my opinion.
But also, if it's the last Bigfoot, then who really cares if you kill it?
You can't procreate.
If it's the last two and they have a beautiful little family together.
They're having a romantic picnic out in the woods and you ruin it.
Can you imagine capturing a little teeny tiny Bigfoot and just running off and being chased through the woods by mom and dad?
Mama Bigfoot. It's like taking four.
What would you name him? Give me back my Bigfoot. I have a very particular set of skills.
Just leave Bigfoot alone.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What up? Okay. Did you guys see / here for my blind folks? That 13/0 on El Thailando. Beautiful. Go U.S., man. We're hitting that Women's World Cup. We're doing it big, baby.
Message deleted.
Okay, that's Ivan the Blind Mexican. He's a huge soccer fan. He is our official World Cup correspondent. But he normally doesn't call in about the Women's World Cup. However, in this case,
it's 2019 now, he's evolved.
He has evolved. That's right. Yep. And the women's team looked fantastic in that game. 13-0 over Thailand.
Take that, Thailand.
In a soccer game. That's like a football score.
Yeah, that is a football score.
13-0 was the final in that one. That's pretty unbelievable.
Do you know what the odds were?
What?
On that? Like, if you were to bet on the U.S. to beat Thailand,
it's not that the U.S. is really this good. It's that Thailand's that bad or a combination.
The U.S. women's team is probably, I think they may be the odds-on favorite to win.
Oh, really?
Again. Yeah, U.S. women's team is pretty unbelievable. You know, that's one thing that's great about America. That's, you know, we are big supporters of women's sports here in the U.S. as opposed to around the world, where, you know, there's still countries they don't let women drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or vote.
Yeah. Or, you know, they're second class citizens.
Or show their face.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's 2019.
Yeah.
But do you know what the U.S. odds were? How much would you have to bet to win $1?
Were they like -10,000 or something?
Yeah.
Were they really?
No way.
It was if you had to bet $100 to win $1 for the U.S. women to beat Thailand. But if you've got, you know, $10 million.
No one's taking that bet, though. No one's taking that bet. You can't just roll into like the MGM and be like, I'd like to bet $10 million. They're like, yeah, we pass. Because of course they're going to win, you boob. Play the underdog like every other donk out there.
But if Thailand would have scored.
If they won.
14 goals.
Yeah.
They could have beat them.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So does it piss any of you off when you're in the 12 items or less line at the grocery store and the person in front of you has way more than 12 items in their cart? I mean, like, I get irrationally angry. Like, the sign is right there. It says 12 items or less. The 12 items or less line is what separates us from the animals.
Message deleted.
I feel that the grocery store is the place where I get irrationally mad about things more than almost anywhere else.
Really?
Yeah. People blocking the aisle.
Yeah.
I want to kill you. It's same thing. If you're, again, if it's 12 items and you have 15, no one cares about that. You do?
Yeah, I do.
I count the stuff that people have in their carts.
Question, what if you have multiple of the same item? Does that count as one item or several items?
That's several items. Every item is their own. Yeah.
What if they just hit like four? I feel like time-wise, it could be counted as one item. I feel like that's where the gray area comes into play here.
So, Ian, you're a strict 12 items.
12 items. And I will call people out on it.
You will?
And I've done it before.
You won't.
Yes, I will.
No,
I actually called somebody out yesterday in Walmart for not knowing how to use a cart properly. I'm trying to scoop by and I'm doing the, excuse me. They're not moving. I'm like, excuse me, you realize this is a grocery store.
And my tilt doesn't
end. My name's Dave Farah, by the way.
My tilt doesn't end in the store. When I go out to the parking lot, every single rogue cart infuriates me.
That's
and I'll see people do it. I'll see people do it. I'm like, what? You just walked around the grocery store for 2 hours with that damn cart. Why can't you walk another 3 feet and put it away into the corral?
Also, so
I feel like it's appropriate to call out somebody there. But I feel like it's not appropriate.
I've never done it, though. Every time I want to, and under my breath, I'm like, put that cart back. Put that cart back. The cart's right there. Just put it over there.
You think you're better than people. That's what's going on. You think you're better than the rest of us who are putting carts back. Because you know how many times? And every time, when you get a brand new car, your car becomes a cart magnet for whatever reason. The new car smell has some like magnetism about it that just attracts carts straight into the side.
You want to hear the ultimate?
I park in the back and still get hit by carts.
Do you want to hear the ultimate tilt? Is these damn carts are the bane of my existence. I pulled into a parking lot, and I'm like, that's a great spot right there, pretty close to the front. Go to pull in, cart in the parking spot.
Oh, no.
Why? I got out of my car, took that cart, get it out! Pulled right into the spot. Flipped it over the little thing.
Let me ask you this.
Then I felt bad, so I just picked it back up and put it back in the corral.
Come on, man.
I used to be a bag boy who was in charge of picking up all the carts in the parking lot.
That's a hell of a job.
Hell of a job.
Hell of a job. Those people.
I built some little summer muscles that year.
That's right. If somebody runs into the back of your foot near your Achilles with the bottom of
a death cart shot.
I was going to say, is it appropriate? Can you have a duel on the spot right then and there? And
if you have a, this is actually a law that went into effect. Most people don't know this. Back in 2013, if you have a leather glove in your pocket, you're allowed to turn around and whoosh, whoosh, slap them right across the face.
If it hits you right in the Achilles.
Right in the Achilles. Yep. You use that foot as the pivot leg, and as you spin, you can get the full extension on the arm. You'll never face a single repercussion.
Seattle, interestingly enough, has a law on the books where mutual combat is legal. That is true. You can fight somebody in the streets of Seattle if you both agree to mutual combat. I feel like that you are immediately in mutual combat, if somebody runs into the back of your ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm on a jury, and you fight somebody because they ran a cart into the back of your ankle? Not guilty.
It's top stories! Here's what's making news.
So, is this really cool or really terrifying? Maybe a combination of both. They found the head of a giant Ice Age wolf that was preserved in ice in Siberia, and they're saying it is a huge Ice Age wolf, and it has teeth which date back more than 40,000 years. And the head is nearly twice the size of a modern-day gray wolf's head, which is about 11 inches.
People don't realize how big wolves actually are.
Yeah.
They're pretty massive.
But a wolf that has a head that's twice the size of a modern-day gray wolf is pretty terrifying.
This is why we don't need any like sort of Jurassic Park stuff going on.
Do not
bring back the giant dire wolves. Do not bring back dinosaurs that are going to murder us.
Don't bring back anything, because right now we're in charge, and I would prefer to keep it that way.
Yeah.
We have thumbs.
Mm-hmm. I think the woolly mammoth would be cool, though.
No,
woolly mammoths wouldn't do anything.
Big ass tusks.
What are
gonna run
those
you through?
Do?
Really?
Those tusks aren't gonna do anything.
Apparently, you've never seen a woolly mammoth or a an elephant in battle, my friend. They are terrifying.
So, are big houses making Americans unhappy? American houses are a lot bigger than they used to be. In 1973, when the Census Bureau started tracking home sizes, the median size for a newly built house was just over 1,500 square feet. And that figure reached 2,500 square feet by 2015. By one estimate, each newly built house has an average of 507 square feet per resident in 1973. It's nearly twice that as of now, 971 square feet per resident. According to a recent paper, though, Americans aren't happier with their bigger houses despite a major upscaling of single-family houses since 1980. House satisfaction has remained steady in the suburbs. And basically, they said that if you get a big house, you'll like it probably.
Mm-hmm.
But then somebody that you know is going to get a slightly bigger house, and that's going to make you unhappy because it's always keeping up with the Joneses.
We built our house back in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And
with your bare hands.
Bare hands. Mm-hmm. Skin and bone.
Yep.
And love a house. You know, love our house. And, you know, the house has gone up quite a bit since 2012. I mean, it's almost double what we paid for it.
2012 was towards the bottom of the...
Not because I knew that, I was timing the market or anything along those lines. I had a serious girlfriend who I wanted to move in. I wanted to be an adult and not live with three other guys.
You're like, I just want to get that tang on the rig.
You know,
best investment of my life.
You know, I wanted to be an adult and move in with the girl that I've been dating. Yeah. And so we built it, but now you look at it, I can see why it might not make you happier, because with those bigger houses comes a much bigger payment.
Well, bigger payments, bigger energy bill every month because you have to heat and you have to cool it depending on the season, all of those things. Sure.
Clean it, too.
Cleaning it. Yeah, that's a big pain in the butt.
I know a lot of people who are downsizing. It's interesting. I could never do it because I just need a little bit of space.
Uh-huh.
I could never do a tiny house, which I know you're probably into this.
That's become a trend, though, where the extreme is where they just have like a car that they drive around in,
or the van,
the VW, van or the Winnebago.
But I mean, I don't want my house getting destroyed by a truck. You know, that's the one thing. Unless Billy Joel lives in my neighborhood.
Yeah, I don't want it to get destroyed by someone sneezing.
Yeah.
But Ian, would you live in one of those tiny houses?
Oh, definitely. I prefer confined spaces. What? I don't want a big house.
You don't?
No, hell no, man. I like little quaint.
There is something to be said about when you're in a fight with your significant other, being like, I'm leaving, but you don't go anywhere. You just walk across the house.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
The Missed Connection Inspection is about helping people to find love. These people post these messages online in hopes of connecting with the individual, and we just take it a step further and actually broadcast these messages on the radio because, again, we want to help people find that love that they so desperately seek.
We took an oath, Dave, to help bring people together through this radio show, and what better way to bring people together is than scouring the internet for a bunch of creeps and weirdos.
This one's entitled Minnesota Mark. I saw a lot of missed calls from Minnesota a few months back. This is a text-only phone. You kept calling, and there's no way for me to call you back. So frustrating. I even personalized the message for you in hopes you'd call my other number. I hate the way that we left things because it was wrong for me. I have my reasons, but I think about them, and they weren't enough excuse for the way that I acted. Anyway, the calls have stopped, and I assume that you missed your trip for this year. I'm pretty bummed out about that. I'd still like to get in contact with you, so reply to this ad with an email address or number that I can reach you on. Do not reply with another ad, as I do not go through these ads whatsoever.
Why didn't you just call them back from your other phone that can make calls?
It's just, there's so much going on here that doesn't make any sense.
Is this a man for a man?
No, this is actually a woman for a man.
Mm.
Really?
Yes.
Who has a phone that is only text
that you
only
can't receive calls on, but you're receiving calls and you left a message?
I think criminals.
I don't know.
What do you have, like one of those sidekicks from like 2002?
Hell yeah.
Like a bad episode of Better Call Saul. I don't know. I don't get it. This one entitled, You Were Expecting, I Liked That. You were pregnant and we were supposed to meet. I guess something came up.
You mean like maybe a
like
baby?
Baby daddy?
Yeah.
Or both? I was looking forward to something long term. Get back in touch.
There is something, like, I get that people have fetishes.
Yeah.
You know, and you do you. And, you know, there's, you know, Dave, you have two young daughters.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's something beautiful about when your significant other is pregnant and that sort of stuff. But if it's, there's just something creepy when you're fantasizing about somebody else's, like, wife or significant other who's pregnant.
Yeah.
Right? Doesn't that seem like super, super extra creepy?
Super.
This one's pretty creepy. It's entitled DC Neck Tattoo. I saw you at the gas station. You parked your bike in front of the doors and bought a Red Bull.
Of course.
You had a DC neck tattoo and were wearing a black shirt. I was in the blue F-150 with my husband and we swapped smiles. If you see this, message me. You are so hot.
Well, there's so many possibilities here. Which is it? Is it DC Comics tattoo? Is it an AC/DC tattoo that you just haven't got, that you've got on layaway, that you're trying to get the AC before you got the DC?
Is it
a Washington DC tattoo? Is it a DC Voltage tattoo?
It's got to be like the DC shoe brand,
or
right?
Is it the DC shoe brand? Dave,
no. If you're getting a neck tattoo, it's definitely the DC shoe brand.
He's buying a Red Bull, so we can only imagine again DC shoes.
And it's not a motorcycle; it's a bike that he parked in front of the doors.
Oh yeah, nice mongoose.
Beautiful girl at Fitness Connection. I recognized you from being a cocktail waitress. I was in mission mode at the gym and placed your face after, but could not find you. You smiled at me, and I was blasting metal and missed smiling back.
Okay.
I remember you from GSR, and you were amazingly beautiful. Signed, Randy. Or maybe he's just saying, I'm Randy.
Like he's...
I'm horny, baby. Rural Rounder.
You can call me Randall.
Every time I go to the gym now, I'm going to say I'm blasting metal.
I'm blasting metal while blasting these quads. Yeah. No?
Randy.
Also.
Come on, Randy. Put down the 10-pound dumbbells. This one entitled, You Crashed Your Bike. I met you. You wrecked on your bike. Your hip possibly broken.
Oh, my God.
I asked to use your phone. You asked for a light. We smoked some herb. Then you gave me a hug. It was like I hugged Jesus. Your name even begins with the same letter. I hope you're single, and I hope this finds you. I hope to see you again.
Like, you crashed on a motorcycle and he broke his hip? Why didn't you call an ambulance? And also...
Right?
Like, after
he's laying there with a broken hip, hey, and you're like, hey, man, you want to smoke some weed? Here, give me a hug. All right, see you later.
Hold on, let me call my... Can I use your phone real quick? It's local, I promise. I promise this call is local.
I'm bleeding very badly. Please, I'm wounded. It really hurts.
Can I use your phone? It's text only.
I really hope this guy's name is George, too.
It's Jorge, all right. Uh-huh. And finally, Mr. D's, 1992. This is going back a few years, but I still remember.
A few years? You mean 27 years?
I saw you working there twice. The first time, December 1992. Then again, April 1993. I don't remember your name, but you were a beautiful blonde, and I think you majored in nursing or some related medical field. We talked a bit. I recall you saying you had a black German Shepherd back then. Well, that dog's probably not around anymore, huh?
They put that in there?
I realized so much time had passed, and I regret that. I regret never following up with you. Really wondering if you're still around. It has been 27 years.
She's 67 now and has 6 grandchildren.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So, a Naples man is facing trespassing charges after behaving erratically outside of a McDonald's, according to the Collier County Sheriff's Office. Deputies responded to reports of a male taking his clothes off and dancing strangely at the restaurant on a Sunday evening. Witnesses believe the man must have been on drugs and stated that it looked as though he was trying to have relations with a railing.
Hmm.
Deputies recognized the man as 63-year-old John Morgan.
Oh, no. We know a John Morgan.
Oh, no.
Really?
Was he in Florida? He's not 63,
no.
Is he?
No. He is nowhere near 63. Okay. Not our John Morgan.
Not our sweet John Morgan.
No.
They've had contact with him in the past. He has a history of trespassing arrests. He has been warned the night before to stay away from this particular McDonald's. He said, no, sir, me and this railing are in a relationship. I will not stay
What
away.
Kind of railing do you think? Do you think it was like one of those double railings that you see like the skaters do the slides on? Or do you think it was like one of those aluminum railings?
Or do you think it was a railing that was missing the cap?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
What is it about...
Sharp edges?
What is it about drugs and alcohol that makes us think that we can dance? I would like to see... Like, I don't know if there's ever been a full-blown study done on that, but, like, intellectuals in the academia look into this.
Yeah, I mean, you would think that there's got to be something in your brain where an otherwise very intelligent person who understands their limitations...
Yep.
All of a sudden does not. Because dancing, singing as well, same thing with karaoke.
Yeah, totally.
Like those are things that you can either very clearly do or very clearly not do.
And they don't get better with alcohol.
They get much worse, actually.
Yes.
So a woman stabbed her boyfriend after he tried to stop her from packing so many clothes. You guys ever had a...
That's on him.
Oh, yeah. Totally. I get it.
That's on him.
A woman went into a pathological rage and stabbed her boyfriend after he tried to stop her from packing too many clothes for a vacation. Leslie Bradbury knifed Gary Moore after discovering he had unloaded several items that she had packed.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no, Gary.
The woman, a 50-year-old former invoice clerk, told officers, quote, he deserved it.
That's cold. Man.
What are you doing? She's already packed. What are you doing pulling stuff out of her suitcase?
It's too much. The suitcase is going to be more than 50 pounds. We're going to be at the airport at the check-in desk, and we're going to have to open this suitcase.
I make my own money, Gary. I'll bring what I want.
So an ex-con wearing a Coke shirt gets arrested for selling crack cocaine.
I feel like that's false advertising.
Terry Leon Simmons, 53, was arrested Friday afternoon at his home in Fort Pierce on a felony cocaine sales charge. He was also hit with a second felony count after arresting officers spotted a marijuana joint.
Oh, no.
And
marijuana joint.
And a bag of MDMA in plain view inside the house. Cops are going to charge him with selling the cocaine. He was trying to sell it to a driver who pulled up outside of a convenience store a couple of blocks from the ex-con's apartment. At the time of the $40 transaction, he was wearing a shirt that said Coke on the front.
$40?
I mean, I feel like you should, maybe like if it was an RC Cola or like a, you know, if it just said, you know, if you're selling, I feel like if you're selling Coke, you need to be, you should not be, or if you're selling crack, you should not be wearing a Coke shirt, right? Feels like false advertising.
It does,
I
yeah,
agree.
Yeah.
Just wear an I sell crack cocaine shirt. Do that instead.
A local man said he got a rude awakening last week when he discovered an intruder in his house. Quote, I was here in my bed on my phone. My aunt lives upstairs. My grandma has a key, said Zach McGuire. McGuire said he heard a noise when a stranger entered his home, but he thought it was just a family member. He didn't think too much about it, but he did hear some noise coming from the kitchen. I started hearing the same voice. I was like, seriously, there's somebody in there talking to themselves. Then he realized he didn't recognize her voice. It was actually a complete stranger. I came flying out of here into the kitchen, and she's standing right here in front of the microwave getting ready to nuke my butter. And I told her, quote, she butter not, said McGuire.
Oh, he's got jokes.
He said
he's got jokes.
He had the woman sit on the floor and called the cops. I startled her a lot more than she did me. She didn't really have a good reaction to it. She just sat down and started crying on the floor.
Oh.
And he said, any future and guests better BYOB, bring your own butter.
I was in here in the bed on my phone. My aunt lives upstairs. And I was like, somebody's in there talking to themselves. Come flying out here into the kitchen, and she's standing right there in front of the microwave getting ready to nuke my butter. And I told her she butter not. And she didn't really have a good reaction to it. She just sat down and started crying on the floor. She was spaced out, delusional, probably slept in like 2-3 days. She was out of whack. She didn't know where she was at. She tried to act like that. She didn't know where she was at. And BYOB means bring your own butter.
Dave and Mahoney. Welcome to Alternative Theater.
Cam is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Hello, Cam. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. So is this your first thespian experience?
Yes, sir.
Are you nervous?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Don't be nervous, Cam. We'll be gentle.
Should we pour you a drink? Help you relax?
Should we turn the lights down?
Would you like to change into something more comfortable, perhaps?
Right on.
Would you like me to rub those shoulders?
Well, Cam's out. He's like, hey, all right, guys.
Strong.
All right, can we just get to it?
Masculine hands.
Just want to try to win today. All right, so here's how this works. We have three different very popular alternative songs from over the years that we're going to be performing for you today. We're going to be reading the actual lyrics from the song. You're trying to guess the song and the artist. In order to be our winner today, you need to get 2 out of 3.
All right.
And Cam, since you're so excited because this is your first experience, we'll give you a little tip.
Okay.
These songs are all from the 90s.
All from the 90s. Let us finish out the performance. We will tell you when we have said scene.
Do
that's when you make your guess.
Interrupt the talent, or you'll be removed from this theater.
All right, here we go. On to song number one. Best of luck to you. Here is the money that I owe you. Yes, so you can pay the bills.
I will give you more when I get paid again.
I hate those people who love to tell you money is the root of all that kills.
They have never been poor. They have never had the joy of a welfare Christmas.
And scene.
Oh, beautiful.
Cam, any guesses?
Skeletor?
What?
Skeletor Beastman and the Beastman?
No. No, man. What?
What?
Skeletor and the Beast? No, that was Everclear. I will buy you a new life.
Oh, God.
Is that a...
That is from CKY, what he's referencing. Jeez.
Way off, no, Cam. That's way off.
That's a song? I'm curious about Skeletor and the Beast, man. Been a minute since we've played some CKY on this radio station.
Okay, it's all right. Okay. That was the first one. Okay. You got that little blunder out of the way. Yeah. We'll chalk it up to being nervous the first time.
Kind of settle in. This thespian experience.
All right, here we go. On to number two. You ready?
Yeah. Take it away.
I took her out. It was a Friday night.
I walk alone to get the feeling right.
And we started making out. Then she took off my pants.
But I turned on the TV.
And that's about the time she walked away from me.
Nobody likes you when you're 23.
And I'm still more amused by TV shows.
What the hell is ADD?
My friends say I should act my age. Thanks, Eve. Did you just walk into a bird sanctuary? What just happened?
Cam?
Yeah.
What do you got for us?
You got a guess?
I got this one.
All right, go
Pantera.
For it.
Pantera? Who's what?
Jesus Christ, man.
All right, sorry.
Get him out. Yeah. Get him out.
That was categorically awful.
Pretty bad. Pretty bad.
Pretty bad. Okay. We're going to go to Alicia here. Alicia, good news for you. Cam was really, really bad at that. Do you have a guess for that last one? Did you hear it?
Blink-182, what's my name again?
Close. What's my age again? Yeah.
Close enough.
Oh,
yeah, it's fine. It's fine. All right. I tell you what. We've got another one here for you, and we'll give you a crack on actually two out of these three. So if you get either one of these next two right, we'll give you the win today, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. That's great! It starts with an earthquake.
Birds and snakes and aeroplanes.
And Lenny Bruce is not afraid.
I of a hurricane. Listen to yourself churn.
World serves its own needs.
Don't misserve your own needs.
Speed it up a notch. Speed, grunt, no, strength.
The ladder starts to clatter.
With a fear of height down, height.
Wire in a fire. Represent the seven games.
Etsy. Any guesses?
No. That, no. I don't know that one.
That's all right. It was REM, End of the World. We do have a bonus for you, though, because you got Blink-182. All right.
And what was your name?
Alicia.
Alicia,
I can hear you typing. Don't type.
No, I'm not typing.
I heard you typing, Alicia.
Favorite band. So
I heard you typing.
All right. Third and final one. No cheating.
Do not ruin this thespian experience.
All right. Here we go. Oh,
you trollop.
He's being very dramatic right now. He's in character.
I know, I'm getting nervous over here.
He's in character. Don't take it personally. All right. Here we go. Final one. Mm-hmm. You can get the win right here.
Okay.
I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball.
I had $1 million, but I'd spend it all.
It could. What happened to you, man?
She's ruined it. Just keep going.
If I could find the Henia and that Sancho that she's found.
This one. This is Sublime. I got this one.
Cool.
Do you know the song by chance?
Santeria.
Yeah. You're the
best. Oh, yeah. She is so excited that Mahoney is
you ruined it. You took the magic away.
She didn't ruin anything. You ruined it by melting down again. You ruin everything.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So you may have seen this clip floating around, but Jon Stewart was talking with Congress for the 9/11 fund, and it's pretty powerful stuff. He sat down in front of Congress and basically told them that there's a whole room of people behind him that are the first responders from 9/11 who have been dealing with all sorts of illnesses since everything happened 15 years
crazy
ago.
Crazy cancers.
Yep.
And they have massive medical bills. These are people who, when the worst terrorist attack in American history happened on our soil, that.
They were the first responders.
They ran They ran into those buildings and tried to save people and did save people.
And almost nobody from Congress was there, and John Stewart was furious.
Behind me, a filled room of 9/11 first responders. And in front of me, a nearly empty Congress. Sick and dying, they brought themselves down here to speak to no one. It's shameful. It's an embarrassment to the country, and it is a stain on this institution. And you should be ashamed of yourselves for those that aren't here, but you won't be, because accountability doesn't appear to be something that occurs in this chamber.
So very rarely will I sit there and watch anything that's more than, I don't know, 45 seconds online, just because my attention span is not great. Mm-hmm. This was 9 minutes. Watch the whole thing.
It's worth the watch. If you have a chance later on today, seek it out. It is powerful. It's moving. It's something that needs to be addressed. You know, if we cannot, as a country, take care of the people who are taking care and helping us, where have we become? What have we done? Right?
Yeah.
Like there are signs that, you know, like society should, there are places that we should not go as a society. Take care of these people. They're heroes. They're selfless.
John Stewart.
And they're sick.
He had a great point when he was giving this speech. He said, do you know how long it took the first responders, the official time that it took the NYPD and the fire department to respond in New York when the first call came in on September the 11th, 2001?
How long was it?
5 seconds. It took them 5 seconds to respond. And he said, Congress can't get anything done because there is just one thing after another where it gets tossed into some extra transportation bill. It's forgotten about. You can't just say never forget. He's like, I guarantee everyone up there tweeted out, never forget. Thank you to the heroes. And he's like, and yet you're unwilling to do anything about it. It's powerful stuff.
Take care of those people. Go to New York. Look at the monument that is there for the World Trade Centers. It gives me chills thinking about that, thinking about the people who went there to save lives. Like, I get the politics is politics, but there are certain things that shouldn't be politics and that you should do the right thing as a country. Let's do the right thing.
And sometimes you need somebody like John Stewart to step up.
Yep.
And the fact that he's so passionate about it makes me even more of a fan of his. So HBO has the very popular television series Chernobyl. Have you actually watched it yet?
I have not. It wasn't on my radar to begin with. I've been seeing, obviously, with Game of Thrones ending, you see the previews for it. It's a miniseries.
So for those of you that aren't familiar, back in 1986, there was the world's largest nuclear disaster.
Who's not familiar with Chernobyl?
I mean, probably a decent amount of people.
You think
if
so?
It happened in 86, yeah. I think that a lot of people are getting educated on it.
It's the world's largest nuclear reactor melting down.
I know. I just think that
it's one of the most uninhabitable places on the planet.
I get it. I just think a lot of people are learning about it now because of this series on HBO. Yeah. And as a result of that, all of these dumb Instagram influencers are flocking there to take pictures at the site. It's still radioactive. And these Instagram influencers are wearing, you know, like the white suits that you, like the guys wore in E.T., like the radioactive suits, only they're half off their body, so their like naked butt is exposed because they're just the stereotypical hot chick who shows her ass at everything and gets a bunch of likes and thinks it's because she's interesting, fascinating, or at some really unique location when really your ass is just getting radioactive.
Yes. Yeah. It's I don't know. I mean, again, people who helped prevent that from becoming a worse tragedy and epidemic than it could have been. Again, it's just, what are you doing? Like, how does your ass have any bearing on what happened at Chernobyl? It's just stupid. You look stupid. Read a damn book.
And finally, authorities in England are thanking a criminal for apparently leaving his drugs behind. So police made an appeal to reunite somebody with their lost property because they left a backpack with a whole bunch of drugs in it. So the guy left behind the backpack and, some people thought maybe he forgot his backpack on the train. It linked him to 25 tablets, a large amount of white powder, a bag with white rocks, white powder and scales, according to the police. Investigators described the man, though, as a thoughtful dealer because he also left his ID with the drugs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what you want to do. If lost, please call.
Do you have one of those little tags on there and a little identifying? No, mine has the little rainbow ribbon on it.
You pull it up and it pulls back down straight really fast into your suitcase.
Dave and Mahoney. Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, you hear about people who have dreams where their teeth fall out. Like, that's a pretty common dream, that you're losing teeth. So last night, I actually had a dream where my mouth had no teeth in it. I was just complete gums. And in the dream, I was putting my own teeth back into my mouth, one tooth at a time. What do you suppose that's about?
Message deleted.
Having your teeth falling out, isn't that a common anxiety dream?
It's a stress dream.
It's a stress dream. So maybe you're putting your life back together, my friend. Maybe everything's going to be just okay, and you just have to slowly jam each tooth up into that weird hole in your face that it came out of.
Or maybe this is the world's way of telling you that you need to go get some veneers. Give yourself that million-dollar smile.
Maybe so.
Maybe.
In fact, I'm sure there's lots of cosmetic dentists listening right now that would like to help service your needs. Because it's like $45,000.
45 grand?
No, not really.
Please leave a message.
Seems
after
absurd.
The tone.
Hey, guys. What about shopping store parking lots? I feel like I'm the only chump that drives, like, inside the lines and, like, at 15 miles per hour. And I always get honked at the guy that's driving, like, diagonally across the parking lot at, like, 35 miles per hour. I'm the one in the wrong. Or am I the only one that drives in the lines and, like, the same person? Or is it, like, okay to just drive wherever through the line?
Message deleted.
It's dangerous to just, like, randomly drive through the parking lot, like if there's open spaces and things like that, because you never know which way somebody's coming, somebody's pulling right out. If they're driving 35 miles an hour in a parking lot, they're the clown.
Monster.
You like being in a parking lot, there are more accidents that happen in parking lots with pedestrians than almost anywhere else.
Well, because everyone's out of their car.
Yes.
Yeah.
And people are impatient and they're like, oh my, I can't get a close spot. And then so
I don't hurry up and get home, my Neapolitan ice cream is going to melt.
Yeah. So thank you for being one of the good ones who obeys the rules and doesn't put anybody else's life in danger.
A modern day hero.
That's right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So is it okay to have a celebrity crush if you're in a committed relationship, like that one celebrity you would hook up with if reality weren't a factor? Like, I made the mistake of telling my girlfriend that mine would be Kate Beckinsale, and now she gets pissed at me whenever one of her movies is on or she sees her on the internet or something. I mean, like, I love my girlfriend. I think she's beautiful, but come on, it's Kate Beckinsale.
Message deleted.
If your girlfriend is getting mad every time she sees Kate Beckinsale because you said you have a crush on Kate Beckinsale, your girlfriend needs to lighten up. It's everyone has a celebrity crush, right? Like, if my wife has the opportunity to sleep with Ryan Reynolds, I mean, you better take it. It's never going to happen. You're like 35 now. And I tell her that. It goes over really well.
Good mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
I don't know, man. I feel like I have no desire to, like, the celebrity crush is so stupid.
It's stupid, yeah. But, yeah. I mean, like, you having one, that doesn't hurt anything.
Whatever.
You have 0.0% chance of ever hooking up with
I'm
that
famous.
Person.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you're the... Are you your own celebrity crush?
Yes.
Good to see you again in the mirror.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So last week, an unnamed hacker stole a whole bunch of unreleased Radiohead recordings, and the lead singer, Tom York, had 18 mini discs that were stolen.
Mini discs?
You remember those things?
Yes. Like, we stopped using mini discs in like 1999?
Yeah, so these actually went back to 1997. So each one was about an hour long, and it was music the band made while working on the 1997 album OK Computer, which was a huge album for them.
Best album. Yeah.
The hacker threatened to release the recordings online unless they paid a ransom of $150,000.
Damn.
Instead of paying the ransom, though, the band put all of the music online themselves. And in a statement, the guitarist described the 18 hours of recordings as never intended for public consumption. Though some clips did reach the cassette in the OK Computer issue, the recordings are available for $23 on the website Bandcamp. All the proceeds will go to Extinction Rebellion, an activist organization dedicated to fighting man-made climate change.
I like that.
Yep. So Radiohead said, oh, really? Screw you. Here. Here, everyone. Listen to our not mastered, not finished music. Fine.
Or is this a really clever way to sell
bad music that's not done?
Not mastered.
Everyone's like, hey, we sort of half did this album.
Like, they release in rainbows and you could pay your own price for it. So like minimum of a dollar. They're making more money on crappy
Tom,
music.
Tom
now.
York has more money than he knows what to do with. And I appreciate that he's actually putting, you know, it towards something that he is passionate about, which is climate change. And he's not letting hackers call him out, or you know, he's not bowing down to them and paying them that ransom. So that's good news for Tom York.
Does anyone know where Samoa is? Where's Samoa?
It's in the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, I only know this because I watched Wheel of Fortune a couple of nights ago, and somebody won a trip here. It's just right off the coast. It's like an island nation.
Yeah,
middle of nowhere.
So Samoa has banned the new movie Rocket Man about Elton John because, spoiler, he's gay.
What?
Under Samoa's 2013 Crimes Act, having gay relations is deemed an offense that is punishable by up to 7 years in prison, even if both parties are consenting adults.
So you also gotta remember there's America Samoa and then there's the Samoan Islands as well. So this is not America Samoa because there's no way in the world that this would be happening in, you know, an American territory.
A Russian distributor also censored scenes from Rocket Man because it featured the gay relations and drug use. And they wrote in a joint statement that the filmmakers portrayed a sad reflection of the divided world that we live in and how it can be so cruelly unaccepting of the love between two people.
Yeah.
A gay Russian gay rights activist and prominent figures denounced the move. Although homosexuality is not criminalized in Russia, animosity towards gay people is very, very strong.
Here's the thing. You should never judge somebody, like, whether things that they cannot help. How they were born, you know, like, they're, like, based on their physical features. Judge people on the content of their character. And people who hate gay people, I'm judging you by the content of your character, your ass clowns, and I got nothing to do with you. How are you still this ignorant in 2019?
Samoa, pretty small place. Only about 200,000 people live there. They actually banned the 2008 movie Milk because Sean Penn portrayed Harvey Milk in the movie, who was an American gay activist. I don't even think there was any gay sex in that movie, was there?
A little bit. There's a scene with James Franco and Sean Penn, which is awesome. You guys should revisit that.
Pretty hot.
Good scene.
How are you afraid of what someone else does behind closed doors with consenting adults?
I don't want to think about 99% of people having sex.
Yeah, exactly.
Zero.
Like, walk around your office today and think about all of those people having sex and then go, ugh, I shouldn't do that.
Yes, just like I hope mine means nothing to anybody else.
Right, because it's awful as well.
But the fact that you are discriminating against someone based on their sexuality is insane.
The fact that you think in 2019 that somebody's sexuality defines them is pathetic and shallow. Stop it.
And the fact that you think that... I don't know, man. Like, if you believe that hating someone for who they love, all they're trying to do is love somebody, and you feel like that gives you the right to hate them, man, you're doing it wrong. You gotta really reevaluate what you believe in and who you are.
You know the Bible? Do you know what Jesus said about homosexuality?
Was it nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. Yes, that's right. That is the correct answer. Nothing. Not a damn thing. And yet you spend your whole life being preoccupied with it because you're a creep.
I just can't. I hate bigots, man. Like, I just don't understand how you get into that mentality. It's so much easier to hate somebody for being stupid or being...
There's plenty of other reasons to hate people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Spend 4 seconds.
Go to the grocery store. The people that don't put away their carts, they deserve your hate.
Yes.
So Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, the romance rumors did not help his relationship with his now ex. A Star Is Born, massive success, and definitely seemed to be some real chemistry between Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. And a source told People magazine that the rumors of the possible romance between them certainly exacerbated the rift between Bradley Cooper and his now ex-girlfriend.
Well, Cosmopolitan magazine is reporting that Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga reportedly have a, quote, huge and overwhelming connection, end quote.
We called it, Dave.
Yes, we did.
This is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yes,
no,
it is.
Yes, it is.
How much money do you want to bet? They're great actors. She's one of the most talented singers and actresses out there. He is a true Renaissance man.
No,
the
way that he was looking at Lady Gaga, even at the Academy Awards when they were performing the song together, he was just like, I mean, you could just see the look in his eyes. I mean, he was...
She's hella fine. 10, 10, 10, 10.
He is a actor. She
just got a little kissy cup. She's hella fine. 10, 10, 10, 10.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, here's today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I've been in a... what, maybe twice in my life?
What, yeah. Really?
And the one time I was in it, there was a bunch of drunk Russians, and they almost took the down. It was a, boy, it was a trying time. But
strange days in the life of Jason Mahoney.
How do you spell Eiffel 65? E-F-F?
E-I?
How do you spell Eiffel?
E-I-F-F-E-L, Mahoney.
You don't think that we really have it, do you?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, we do?
There we go.
So Mahoney was in...
place I was at.
He was in the blank, and there's a bunch of Russians in there, and they were
very drunk.
Very drunk, and they were singing this song.
Yo, listen up. Here's the
hell
story.
Yeah.
About a
and they did this part, too.
In a blue world.
And it wasn't playing on the radio or anything. They just decided.
They did this whole lead up to it?
Yes.
And outside, blew his house with the blue little window.
Okay, let's
go. And a blue
Corvette.
And
where's the radio edit?
Okay, here we go.
But I will tell you, Jesus. I will never set foot in one of those again.
Here
it goes.
I'm blue, I'm the need of a diet.
How is this a hit? How is it not?
How
like
is
the 90s were so bad.
I watched a documentary on
like, I mean, how the 90s were awesome, but they were also so bad.
How has this not been remade? This is a classic.
Yes.
All right, let's see if we can find ourselves a winner. X107.5, good morning. Mahoney was in blank with a bunch of Russians and possibly a prostitute who were all singing this song, The Blue, Daba D. Where exactly was Mahoney for the win today?
In a helicopter.
In the helicopter is right, my friend.
This came out in 1998, so that song 20 years old.
You get lunch for two to Tropical Smoothie and 25 rubles. Congratulations, my friend.
I have a blue house with a very blue window. Thank you very much, Mike.
Blue is the color. What a way to finish the show today. High notes.
There we go. Woo.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee's silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.